Hello, good evening. This is Susan, and I am with Opinion Research. We are conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Ector County, and we would like to include your opinion. Do you happen to have a few minutes of your time to help out with the survey?
What is it about? Yeah.
Okay. About Ector County. Are you registered to vote in Ector County, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track, or are things on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Okay. What is the most important issue facing Ector County, sir?
Probably the roads, water main. There's a lot of things around here that's terrible.
Okay. How would you rate economic conditions in Ector County, sir? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
They're fair.
Okay. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Probably worse.
Okay. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County, sir? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
No, I'm not concerned at all.
Okay. I am going to read a list qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Ector County by excellent, good, fair, or poor. The first one is the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature.
Poor.
Okay. Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs.
Poor.
Being able to get from place to place with little traffic.
Poor.
Okay. I can
cut this real short. Ector County, then the last 3 years have gone to hell in the handbasket. It's just everything around here is terrible. Everything.
Okay.
Everything around here is terrible.
I'm sorry to hear that, sir. Effective leadership from elected officials. Do you feel excellent, good, fair, or poor? Okay.
Poor.
Public safety and low crime?
Poor.
A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth?
Poor.
Availability of quality health care?
I'm with the VA, so I'm good. So I don't know about public health care. I don't know.
Okay.
I go to the VA, so I don't know.
Okay, sir. Quality of the public schools?
Poor.
Public transportation?
Poor.
Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds and culture?
Can you get below poor? Can you get pathetic? Can you write pathetic in there?
No, sir, just to that. That's the lowest. Okay.
Well,
the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music.
Poor.
Availability of affordable housing.
I don't know. I've been in my home for 10 years now, so I don't know. I haven't looked. I can't answer that one.
Okay. Offering job opportunities in your field.
That's fair.
Okay. Natural beauty and physical setting.
Oh, poor.
Okay. Thank you. We're almost done, sir. Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. Racial and ethnic minorities, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor. Very poor.
Okay. People living below the poverty line.
That's quite a few of them.
Would that be
ethnic? I don't know how to ask that. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. We'll move to the next. Families with children.
What about them?
Do you feel excellent, good, fair, or poor on the place to live for the following types of people?
Fair.
Okay.
Let me go back. Go back. That's poor.
Okay. On the families with children, poor. Okay.
Yes. Poor.
Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market.
I don't know about that.
Okay. Young single people?
There's a lot of them running around here, but I don't, I'm 55, so I don't really clue with them, but yeah.
Okay. Entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses. Excellent.
That's four.
Four, okay. That's people four. Like you?
People like me, meaning?
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
That's just this extra saying, people like you. Do you feel like the place to live for the following types of people? Do you feel like you living there, excellent, good, fair, or poor? How do you feel about the situation?
I'm ready to move, so I'm okay, poor. I'm ready to, I'm trying to move to Corpus. I'm going to Corpus Christi tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
Okay. Immigrants from other countries?
Nah, they got it made. They do better than we do.
How do you rate that? Good, fair, excellent, poor?
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, they're good.
Retirees?
I don't know. Good, I guess.
Okay. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County?
Four.
Yes, four.
Four.
Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Probably degrade.
Would that be improved? Okay. Thank you.
Degrade.
What is the primary reason you think the quality of life will deteriorate? Is it lack of job opportunities, poor general economic conditions in the area, poor educational opportunities for children or others?
High crime? High crime, mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar, sir?
Somewhat familiar.
Okay. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident?
Not too confident.
Okay. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not at all familiar.
Somewhat.
Okay. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County, sir? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Not too confident.
Okay. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Me, very likely.
Okay. In your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or your family member are likely to move from the area? Poor economic conditions, family reasons, poor education opportunities, poor leadership, lack of entertainment, poor quality of life, crime, environmental concerns, cost of living, illegal immigration.
I mean, can I clean for them? Crime is the major one.
Okay. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household, sir. What is the highest level of education you have completed? High school, some college, college to graduate degree?
Some college,
thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, independent, or other?
I'm independent. I don't really do politics. They're all crooks.
Okay, thank you very much. What is your age, sir? Between 18-34, 35-49, 50-64, 65-plus?
55, so I didn't hear one. I'm 55, so I didn't hear one of those.
Okay.
But I'm 55.
Thank you. Do you have a school-age child living in your household, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your race? White, black, Hispanic, Asian, other?
Black.
Thank you. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry, sir?
Not really. I am. I'm single by myself, so it's just me.
Okay. Is your annual household income $25,000 to $39,000, $40,000 to $74,000, or $75,000 plus? $75,000 plus. Thank you. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, a student, or currently unemployed?
Full-time.
Full-time. Okay. In terms of your... Okay, thank you. Just a moment. Let me skip this one. All right. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa? Odessa?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that includes our survey. Thank you so very much for being so patient with me, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you. Have a wonderful evening. Take care.
Thank you. Likewise. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.